Welcome. Someone sent me a very provocative article by Charlie Eisenstein. And he said, after thousands of years of touch, contact, togetherness, is the pinnacle of human progress to be that we cease such activities because they are too risky? He continues, there is an alternative to the paradise of perfect control that our civilization has so long pursued. Yes, we can proceed as before, down the path toward greater insulation, isolation, domination, and separation. We can normalize heightened levels of control, believe they are necessary to keep us safe, and accept a world in which we are afraid to be near each other. Or we can take advantage of this pause, this break in normal, to turn onto a path of reunion, restoring lost connection of the repair of community and the rejoining of the web of life. Do we double down on protecting the separate self, or do we accept the invitation into a world where all of us are in this together? We are facing this very clear fork in the road. Some people are going to come out of this pandemic as obsessive, compulsive freakazoids, and others will come out of this much softer around the edges, much more loving and kind. I think these next 2, 4, 6 weeks are going to be very telling. How you and I come to these next 2, 4, 6 weeks where COVID is going to rear its ugliest head, that will say much about the direction you and I take post-pandemic. As things get very dark and there are a lot of deaths and we hear news that we really only hear during a world war, you will be faced with a choice to stay light or go dark. And a lot of people will go dark. I heard someone today talking about their usually loving yoga teacher suddenly reared this nasty racist view of COVID. And that happens. People implode. Remember how I told you about the disaster or the crisis personality? So Charlie Eisenstein's article, it was entitled The Coronation. The coronation is for those who are able to stay light in these next 2, 4, 6 weeks. If you can stay light, you will be the royalty of this new world. You are needed and wanted in this new world. I want to know who stayed calm when it got really ugly. I want you to be in charge going forward. The deck is going to be shuffled. The pieces are going to be scattered. And some people we always thought were so quote-unquote powerful, they're going to succumb to the fear and panic. So this is a real challenge. Let's see what you got. I don't think it's any coincidence that you signed up for this 6-month meditation program 3 months before the pandemic kicked in. You got your practice in. Let's see what you got. Which way will you go as this fork in the road becomes clear? Will you become an obsessive, compulsive freakazoid? Or will you be softer and kinder and gentler? Let's practice right now. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Question for you. Where is your hardest edge right now? What is that part of you that you know is being tested during this pandemic? Economic insecurity, maybe you're a hypochondriac, just straight up fear when you're watching the news. Identify that hard edge and let's breathe into it. Breathe into the hard edge. Remember that saying by the Lakota Sioux, all the while you are being carried by great winds across the sky. Just imagine you can spread your wings and let something bigger, something greater, carry you through past, beyond the hard edge. In the last few days, we've done a quiet breath, a strong breath. Today, let's do a healing breath. A healing breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. A healing breath feels good. A healing breath. coming back to the moment. The next few weeks are going to be very challenging, a real test for every human. You will be faced with a choice to stay light or go dark. The coronation is for those who can stay light in these next 2, 4, or 6 weeks. You will be the royalty of this new world. You're needed and wanted in this new world. I want to know who stayed calm when it got really ugly. I want you to be in charge going forward. And in those moments where you feel like you're banging against the hard edges of this increasingly challenging world, remember, all the while, you are being carried by great winds across the sky. See you tomorrow. Peace.